The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, February 5th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI launched Frontier today, an AI platform that helps companies build, deploy, and oversee AI agents. The agents will be able to process information from various sources and complete tasks like working with files and running code. In a call with reporters, OpenAI's CEO of Applications said the agents can collaborate with humans and be used alongside other agents developed by OpenAI competitors like Anthropic and Microsoft. Frontier is currently available to a limited set of customers. The company didn't disclose how much it'll cost. It also said some of Frontier's initial customers include Intuit, State Farm, and Uber. News Corp owner of The Wall Street Journal has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Spotify will soon offer physical books. We exclusively report that starting this spring, the Swedish streaming service will allow premium subscribers in the US and UK to buy books via its app through a partnership with bookshop.org. Spotify will receive an affiliate fee for each purchase. The offering will be another point of competition for Amazon, which is the country's largest online bookseller. Spotify already competes with Amazon in the audiobook market. Dow Jones, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify. And speaking of Amazon, German antitrust officials fined it nearly $70 million, ordering the e-commerce giant to mostly stop using its price filtering tools. The country's federal cartel office said Amazon's pricing mechanism allows the company to evaluate competing offers from multiple sellers and highlight those that customers are most likely to choose based on pricing. The agency says this effectively allows the company to influence prices set by other sellers and potentially cause significant losses in sales for them. Amazon said sellers are free to set their own prices and that it would appeal the decision. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.